Jesus, the light of life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. John chapter 1 verses 1 to 9. Jesus, the light of the world. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked Jesus, saying, Master, who did sin, this man, or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me, while it is day, the night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When Jesus had spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. John chapter 9 verse 1-7. Then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees, therefore, said unto Jesus, You bear a record of yourself, your record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know from where I came, and also where I go. But you cannot tell where I came from, and where I go. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father who sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. Then they said unto him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, saying, You do not know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should also have known my Father. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. John chapter 8 verses 12 to 20. Failing to believe in Jesus will cost you. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, but you shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he said, Where I go, you cannot come. And Jesus said unto them, You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, then you shall die in your sins. Then they said unto him, Who are you? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but the Father who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things that I have heard of him. They did not understand that Jesus spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And the Father who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. As Jesus spoke these words, many believed in him. John chapter 8 verse 12-29. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus is not merely a source of light, he is the light of the world. From the beginning, he was with God and was God. Through him all things were made, and in him is life, the life that gives light to all humanity. That light pierces the darkness of this world, but the darkness resists and cannot overcome it. When Jesus healed the blind man, it was not only a miracle of sight, it was a sign that the light had come to dispel spiritual blindness. He declared, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus warned plainly, If you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. His words are not optional opinions. They are eternal truth from the Father himself. To reject Jesus is to remain in darkness and to perish in sin. But to believe in him, to follow the light, is to live, to see, and to walk in truth. There is no other light. There is no other way. There is no other life.